Daf Mem Amud Aleph. Tul Baruch Habutzea, the one who is dividing up the bread, Kodim Shetam Menapusa, before he himself tasted from the piece of bread, Batsa Mimena, he subdivided it into another piece, Vahishit Shetzel, and he passed it on to the person next to him, Va'amarle, and he said to him, Tul Meprusa Sabracha, take from the piece of bread that the bracha was set on. Afalpisha Sach Ben Taim, even though he spoke before he ate, Ein Sech Lach Silverch, he does not have to go back and say another bracha. Va'afal Gav, the Sicha Havya Havsaka, even though talking is considered an interruption, K'nemir Menachos, as we say in Meseches Menachos, Sach Ben Tfilin Sech Lavarech, the person who talks in between putting on a Tfilin Shel Yad and Tfilin Shel Rosh has to remake the bracha. The Chem Kisvei Dam, so to uncovering the bracha made by covering blood after shechitas of a bird or a chaya such as a deer. Hachsicha tzerch bracha v'lo mifsaka. This talking over here is part of the need of the bracha, and if it's not considered a hefsek. Heviu melach, nami ein tzerch levarich. He also doesn't have to make another bracha. She'avsu tzerch bracha, this is also a need of the bracha. She'dei prusa shel bracha necheles betam, that the bread that was had the bracha set on it should be eaten with taste. Gavil duturi, gavil esam morsan, b'mayim l'tzerch hashfarim. If you're going to be making the fodder, mixing it with water in order to feed the oxen. Ubatza la lahedya. Kalimer, this means to say, miyad immediately vilhimtin lamelech v'liftan, and do not wait for salt or the different the secondary things that people could eat together with the bread. Bashash, ikuv, to withhold. Kamo boshish richvo, that his chariot delayed. Kolaimer, it means to say, pasnikiyahi zu, this is clean bread. Vein tzricha liftan, does not need to have something to be eaten together with it. Ein mei reglayim kolum, min hagof, from the body. Elav yeshiva, when the person is sitting. Lefishika kiluach, korv lepisuk, is when a person is about to finish his urination. Hudoyig shelo yiplu nitzotzos araglav, he's afraid that the drops will fall on his feet. Therefore, umafsik, he will stop himself. Bafer tichuch, like nitzotzos, there's no splashing of the drops. Azkaro is bun malad, it's choking disease. Hamakfa achilasol b'mayim, shesa mayim harbe, acher achilasol, he drinks a lot of water after he's done eating. Ache achilasol tzofa b'mayim, until it means to say that the food in his stomach is like floating in the water inside the stomach. The yatzaf of parzel, the metal is floating with agrina, the cup of parzel. So you see that the cup over here is the lotion of floating. Monea azkara, shechuli bo machmas, atzur b'nei me'ayim. This sickness comes due to the constipation. Hadashim mishal shalim, and the beans cause diarrhea. Katzachar, b'seinu afreshim, that means naila. It's type of vegetable. Avanishamati is min zura'im shazarin of Eretz Yishmael, but Rashi says that he himself heard this a type of seed that they plant in the Arab countries. The mizrach gornoi shel ketzach of his ketzach that he was had over here. Shiruch ma'arovis ruch lecho. The western wind is a more wet wind. Umis vonsa he. And damp, and therefore it brings the smell of the ketzach into the body, which we say is more harmful. That the smell of this plant is difficult for the body, but the taste is good. She would attach it to the bread until it got the taste. And she would peel it off because of the smell. Kol yom v'yom, v'Shabbos me'ein Shabbos, and v'yom tov me'ein yom tov. Each day you say a bracha similar to Ech, and Shabbos something similar to Shabbos is the praise you're giving Hashem, and yom tov something to do with the yom tov. Kli moly adam chacham, a person already has filled up himself with wisdom. Im shemo pam achas, once sof chashetite ozim pam achers, so you're going to literally tilt your ear a second time, meaning you're going to try and listen a second time. In Tishma B'yashin, Shishanisa B'shalashta, that you did chazor, you reviewed your material a second, a third time. Masha Shemat Tishtakel, that which you heard yesterday. The Iker Ilon Arahi, the Iker Kol HaPeiros Hi HaAretz, that the main source of the fruit is coming, the grounds are called Gidol Himena, everything is growing from it. Yavesh Hama'ayin the Nixas Ha'ilon, Hayaloi Beis HaShalachim, you had an irrigated field, Ubo Ma'ayin, and there was a stream that was Shehu Mashkeh, which was irrigating Mimena, that it was irrigating the field from it, so Katsar Bikur Mimena, and you cut all down, took off, harvested the first crop from it, V'achakach Yavesh Hama'ayin, then the stream dried up. So if it was an orchard, you cut down the first crop from it, or the tree was cut down. And afterwards the tree was cut down. Maybe the inu curry, because you can no longer say from the ground that you gave me. They came to the Nixas Ha'ilon, since the stream dried up and the tree was cut down, from it, butla lo ha'ara has been invalidated the source of the land and its growth. Maybe v'kurish ha'aretz hi'ikr, because the ground is the main source. Shehu hevi yoyalo v'zeh hevi misa, and that brings death. She'ein hatina kodeh likro abba v'ima v'zeh nikra etzadas. This is called the tree of intelligence, which is giving intelligence, which now will give the kid the ability to say abba and ima. Gamsa ha'anav shal eitz, the branch of the tree, mapik perech, we need to grow other fruits. Mem amud beis. Chutz min hapas umin hayayin, karinan l'kaimon, as we say later, shigurim brachos harpi la'atzma, that will cause to it many other brachos. For example, b'kiddush, they say in kiddush, u'b'avdola, n'hamitzei avdola, b'berchas chasanim, and also the kos by a wedding. Yidei bracha rishayna, birkas hazan. It doesn't mean the first bracha said before eating. It means the first bracha of benching. Parasha saita, kisha hakoyin mashpia, when the kohen is forcing her to take an oath that the curse will come upon her if she sinned. Vidu meiser, b'yakti hakoydesh min habayis, where it said that the person is saying that he took care of all the meisers that he needed to do. L'vrechacha, bracha asher kedushanu b'mtsoyisav, it's one of the hafish tshuma, Umaiser, the brachah a person would make when taking off Truma and Maiser. Masisan, the Mishnah, and the Vlis Mefresh Gemara, the Gemara will explain what this is. Gubai is Chagavim, Tahir Mekosher, Locus. Min Klala, Chomets, the Nevelis, the vinegar, and the Nevelis, the Gubai, and the Locus, Al Yidei Klala, Hibam, they all come because of a curse. Gemara, Shehikrim is Butir Balaz, is a thin layer of creaming, like, thicker layer coming on top of the liquid. They, is from the moisture of the ground, they grow, ala etzim, on wood, ve'al hakelim, and on various different vessels. Mushli kamro, kamoi sreife chamad, this means to say that it was like burned by the sun, shebishlam, they ripened them, v'sar from hachoim, and it got like overripe and burned by the heat, v'yivoshu, and they dried up, v'tamarim him, and something which is dates. Kama is chaim, it means heat. Kamo mechmar visra. Tamari the zika, sheharuch mashirin, that the wind had knocked them off the tree. Ashara achaimis would go by polygraph, Behuda. Behuda is arguing on vinegar and the locust. Priha eitz boy bruchi. Shahari lo nishtanu. Lakilka has not changed to be something worse status than it was before. Hakalam shadamai. Peiris shehikilu chachomim bidamai. Shalahim, the Paris which the Rabbanim were more makel on with regard to Demai, which is Shalochem and Amma Arts, that you purchase them often. Amma Arts was not careful in Shumas and Meisters, and so Chalasin, you don't have to take off your own Shumas and Meisters, Elohim. And these are then Hashisin, Shainim, Chashubim, and important, Vain Ham Arts, Chashalim, and Laasim, and Amma Arts is not worried about expending the money, and therefore he will take off the proper Shumas and Meisters. Tulshi is Kamushvi. It's a type of vegetable plant. Shilhi gufni, anovim sisvanios, like these are grapes which don't fully ripen. Havadon, im yodea shlo hufresh mehem ice, you know for sure that ice was not taken off from them. Sha'asan goirin, ha'ani, the poor person, omishalokin, or anyone else who harvested them. Hemin mehem arimos kri, he made a whole pile of that which he took, just like a regular house owner would do in his harvest. Even though they are exempt from taking off meiser, if the poor person harvests them and he makes them into this whole pile just like a regular house owner, Then hukful meiser midrabanan. The midrabanan now it becomes chayiv a meiser. The man dechaz, the person who sees such a large pile, sever shetul is hakarka. Oh, he thinks it's his own personal crop, and that he took it as from the pay and like it.